Hello there, I'm Julian Fleischer, host of the Naked American Songbook. As usual, because of antiquated and annoying copyright laws, we cannot include full recordings of songs in this podcast. But after liking the Naked American Songbook on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram, you can contact your congressional representative. Hey, have you watched the new season of Orange is the New Black? Or perhaps more appropriately, have you binge-watched all 13 episodes of Season 4 and need some more Big Boo? Well, you've come to the right place. The real Big Boo, Leah Delaria, self-proclaimed dyke with a heart of gold, will be my guest on Season 2 of the Naked American Songbook coming this fall. Leah is a many splendid things. She's an actor, comic, author, and she possesses a warm and powerful voice, which she demonstrated on her tribute album to David Bowie, House of David. Now, while we line up the pieces for the all-new season of the Naked American Songbook, here's a little preview of my upcoming conversation with Leah Delaria. Are you doing something right now? Are you in the... You have a gig tonight, right?
Yeah, I have a gig at Smoke tonight.
Nice. But are you, like, on set these days? Are you...
No, we go back to shooting at the end of June.
And then do you tour in the meantime? Like, what's your
I'm going to Iowa this weekend to do the governor's conference on LGBT youth, where I'm their keynote speaker. And then after that, I go to Calgary to do an Orange convention, you know. And then I go down and I think it's somewhere in Los Angeles, some school that I'm speaking at. So I'm speaking at universities and I'm touring the Bowie show. These are the two things I'm doing right now.
She needs cans.
Oh, they're right here, I think.
Because we listen to music together.
Which is nice, I think. And do we talk over the music?
You know, we can.
There's a radio show in England where they talk over the track as it's playing, it might be this person's track, and then they explained all the different things that go on with it. And sometimes it's really funny, but I spend a lot of time going, "Shut up, I'm trying to hear the music." Mm-hmm. Shut up! Tell that loudmouth dyke to shut up.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just doing your calls. I'm taking your calls.
Tell that loudmouth dyke
to shut up.
Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Katie has a different kind of cry, you know.
Do you know her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And for years, have known her for years. The last time I saw her, I was doing a concert with her in Toronto.
You sang together?
No, we each did our sets.
You've never duetted with her?
I haven't duetted with her.
You guys should duet.
I think we should duet.
Actually,
I'd do that in a second.
We should do a trio, actually. Speaking of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my gosh.
How many seasons have you been in? Three now? I mean, the show's been on
for three? We've had three. We finished the fourth season in December, and it hit the airwaves on June 17th. And then we've been picked up for three more, which is unheard of.
Holy cow.
That never happens.
Tell me how it's changed your life, if at all.
Completely and utterly. What do you mean, change my life? I get way hotter chicks now. That's the first. But yeah, there's that. I can use that to help change things. I can use the fame that I've received from Orange to make a difference in the world, which is something I feel very strongly about. I mean, that's what my career has been about in the first place anyway. So it's really great to be able to do that. And people listen to, like, higher level people want to talk to me and listen to what I have to say about stuff. So I kind of love that.
Don't you find it interesting and somewhat enraging that you're just as articulate and passionate as you always were, but now suddenly because you're famous, or more famous, I should say, because you've been famous for a long time, you get taken more seriously. Isn't that something about that that's kind of...
Yeah, I let go of that a long time ago. I had to, I would have put a fork in my eye, or better yet, in Donald Trump's face. You know, it's really that simple. I just let it go, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of Donald Trump, I would also like to point out that we are recording this the day after the New York primary, which was a huge victory for Hillary.
Yes, my girl. I'm a huge Hillary supporter, so that's
Well, congratulations.
Good.
It looks like she's going to be the next president of the United
States. I believe that she is. I can't believe in my wildest dreams. I mean, it looks very, very much like it's going to be her and Trump, and I can't believe that anybody would vote for Trump.
My theory about Trump, quite personally, is that he is a sort of a paid performance artist whose job is to is to really, like a poultice, just draw out all the toxicity from the system, lay it bare so we can all see it, and then move on. I'm convinced he's good for us perverse way.
I keep waiting for someone to unzip the Trump suit, and out comes Jim Carrey or somebody equally adept at creating a character. Do you know what I mean? Because it can't. It's sort of. I mean, he makes a mockery of the entire system, as
Which
far
is
as
why,
I'm concerned.
In a sense, I sort of like him. Like, I'm glad he's around.
I get
around.
That.
I mean, I'm not pleased by the vitriol and the hateful, you know, rhetoric and the...
No, it's horrifying.
In the way that it's contributing to a culture of violence and bullying. All that is very bad. But I do feel like the fact that he's uncoding all of what has been so deeply coded since Goldwater is really healthy for us in a way. Like, I think it was Justice Brandeis who said that sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Absolutely.
And in some weird, perverse way, he has thrown open the windows.
Well, I feel like those windows have been open for anybody who has an insight that can look at the world. I think what he's done has made it, as you say, it's so blatant now. It's so blatant now. Let me put it this way. I just got back from Paris. I was in Paris doing marketing for Netflix. And I spent a lot of time apologizing to the French for Donald Trump. I mean, they were like, what's going on with America?
When you have to apologize to the French, you know you have a problem, right?
You know, exactly.
Because they're still apologizing to me for Vichy, you know?
Yeah, but it wasn't just them. I mean, it was like a marketing thing where all these European, you know, outlets were coming to speak to me and Kate Mulgrew, and the amount of people that wanted to talk to us about Donald Trump is kind of weird. Like, did anybody else notice when we looked at the primary election yesterday and they were talking about the percentages that Hillary got and the percentages that Donald Trump got, that he got 60%. They didn't even have a million voters that went out for the Republican Party.
Oh, that's the thing. It's a percentage of a percentage of a percentage.
Yeah, it's kind of. And nobody brings that up. Well, it's not just New York. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, they've got nobody to vote for.
Right. Well, it's their own fault.
And
this is where they've been headed for 40 years.
So it's only the crazy fringe idiots that are showing up, because crazy fringe idiots will always show up and vote for the most outrageous crazy candidate. And guess who it is?
It's the beauty of the Republican primary system that they have to start in Iowa, because then they have to start with the fringe and they can't really back down from there. It's beautiful. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Naked American Songbook with your host, Julian Fleischer. I am your host, Julian Fleischer, and you are now.
That's who I've been talking to this whole time.
Sorry, babe. They lied to you. It's me.
Oh my God.
Actually, I'm gonna unzip the suit and Donald Trump is gonna
help. Oh my God.
Hey man. Leave me alone.
I said, hey man.
Oh, Henry, get off the phone.
Hey man.
I gotta straighten my face. This mellow thigh chick just put my spine out of place.
Hey man.
My school day's insane.
Hey man.
My work's down the drain.
Hey man.
Well, she's a total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she, and then she,
ooh. I don't lean on me, man, cause you can't afford the ticket. I'm back from Suffragette City.
Don't lean on me, man, cause you ain't got time to check it. You know my Suffragette City is out of sight.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's all right. Hey, man. Don't be unkind.
Hey man, I can't take you this time.
Hey man, Droogie, don't crash here.
There is only room for one.
Here she comes.
Don't lean on me, man, cause you can't afford the ticket. I'm back from Suffragette City.
Don't lean on me, man, cause you ain't got time to check it. You know my Suffragette City.
She's all right. Dip, 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 dim, lip, do ba, yeah, yeah, play, bo, bo, ba, be, da, do, lo, de, ba, ya, bo, ba, be, lo, do, ba, be, ba, bo, do, di, ba, bo, de, be, bo, be, bo, do, ba, be, ya, yo, lo, de, ba, be, ba, be, bo, ba, be, ba, be, do, ba, lo, de, bo, bo, ba, we, do, be, bo, be, ba, bo, de, do, do, da, de, do, do, da, de, do, do, da, de, be,
spin day, didn't day, didn't day.
From Leah's fabulous record, House of David. Thank you so much, Leah, for joining me here today. I can't wait to hear this interview when it's all cleaned up.
It'll be great. So we're going to clean it up. How many times can we say?
That's it for now. Please don't be a stranger. Our show page is nakedamericansongbook.org. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, or wherever you park your podcasts. And please give us a rating while you're there. I know it takes an extra 30 seconds, but it sure can help. Whatever you do, let me know what you think. I need to know where you're coming from. I need to know what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, and what you're thinking. The Naked American Songbook is a production of The Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York. Our team includes Aaron Dalton, Ellie Smerling, and Mike Shobe. Our theme music is written by moi. I'm Julian Fleischer. Thanks for listening. Keep it naked.
Oh, we're off of politics and back to music.